الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله صل على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين، سورة التوبة verse 32 and verse 33 of سورة التوبة، الله سبحانه وتعالى reminds us and puts our hearts at ease. يريدون، they want. What do they want? يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله. They want to put out the light of Allah. They want to put out the light of Allah. بأفواههم، with their mouths. Most of what's happening today, although there are physical wars and wars that have affected millions of Muslims, especially over the last two decades, the greatest war is Ma'arakat al-Wa'i. Ma'arakat al-Wa'i is the war, the psychological war, the war for our souls, the war for our souls, the war against our iman. That is the greatest war that is being waged against the Muslimin today. And life is about choices. If we choose the righteous path, if we choose the Sirat al-Mustaqim, nobody can take us from that path. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees us in the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى. As for those who choose righteous guidance, Allah will guide them. Guaranteed. In other words, Allah will help them on that path. Allah will guide them on that path. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. They are on a guidance. It's like a travelator at the airport. You know, you choose to get on the travelator, the travelator takes you the rest of the way. You can now... Look, you still have to make effort. You still have to be conscious of yourself, lest you should fall over. I know there's railings on the side, but this travelator, you have to be very careful that you don't fall off. Because as long as you want to be on that travelator, as long as we want to be on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, Allah will carry us, like the travelator, on that straight path. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And they and they alone are the successful ones. In other words, Allah will keep us on that path until He enters us into Jannah. Allah make us of them. But as soon as we choose to walk another path, nobody can keep us on that path. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means when He says, مَنْ يَهِدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. The one who Allah guides, nobody can send them astray. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And the one who Allah sends astray, in other words, they choose not to be on the path, nobody can guide them to the path. Just like Thamud, فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. And as for Thamud, we guided them. Meaning we showed them the path. I've spoken about this before. Hidayat al-Dilala and Hidayat al-Ma'una. The guidance of showing the path, which was given to the messengers. And the divine guidance of Allah's aid and help on the path. To be granted steadfastness. The one was given to the messengers, and the other one belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خَالِكُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He's the creator of all things and he has power over all things. But in terms of what the messengers couldn't do, they couldn't get people to believe. They could only show people the path. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. We are not duty bound except to give over the message. So when the message was given over, and for us being of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the message was completed, culminated and perfected with the revelation of the Holy Quran to our beloved Prophet Muhammad Khair al-Anam salawatu rabbi wassalamu alayhi, it is now up to us to choose that path. And as long as we choose it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us on it. وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا, as for those who choose righteous guidance, زَادَهُمْ هُدَى, Allah will give them more, meaning divine guidance. Allah will keep them on the path. وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ, and Allah will give them the Allah consciousness, the taqwa Allah. He'll give them the shield of Allah consciousness to remain on the path. But for the ones that do not want to be on the path, for the ones that want to walk another path, nobody and nothing can bring them to that path or keep them on that path. Let us know this, Jamaat al-Muslimin. So let us make our choices. And let's be conscious of our choices. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. They are spending in this ma'rakat al-wa'i, in this spiritual, psychological, theological warfare that is being waged on the Muslimin in all different forms, in all different shapes, in all different colors of the rainbow, if you know what I mean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will spend all their money on this war. They will spend all of it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ لِيَسُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. Indeed, those who disbelieve, they spend their money to hinder man from the path of Allah. To hinder mankind, they spend all their money, or they spend their money to hinder mankind from the path of Allah. فَسَيُنْفِقُونَ. They will spend it all. They will spend it all in this war. ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً. But then it will all be in vain. ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ, and then they will be defeated. Then they will be defeated. So, ultimately, we know which side is going to win. The question is, are we going to be on the winning side? And that is what we have to do now. We have to choose now. Wallahi, as I'm standing here, Jamaat al-Muslimin, wallahi, there are things happening in the world today. Defining things. These are milestones in the history of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Big choices are about to be made. وَالتَّارِيخُ يُعِيدُ نَفْسَهُ. And history repeats itself. History repeats itself. Jamaat al-Muslimin, on Sunday, it's going to be a very important day for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And many people in Turkey don't even realize it. Many people in Turkey don't realize the importance of this election in Turkey for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for me, it's not so much, in my humble understanding, it's not so much about who the person is that they're going to be voting for. Because Islam has had many ambassadors, especially since, If we talk about the history of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, since the time of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up until now, we've had many ambassadors. Hundreds of thousands, millions of ambassadors. When I say ambassadors, people that have worked and struggled and strived for Islam. So it's not so much about the individual or the party, but it's what the individual and the party represent. It's what the individual and the party represent. Just like what the last ruling sultan of the Ottoman Empire, Abdulhamid II, and the Ottoman Empire that he ruled over. It's not about him per se as an individual, or the Ottoman Empire that he ruled over. It's what they represented. They represented Islam with the shortcomings, but they still represented Islam. In fact, you can read any article about Abdulhamid II. Even his enemies will say that he was a pan-Islamist. A pan-Islamist. What does that mean? It basically means, although we don't have such a word in our vernacular in terms of our aqidah, because by default, every Muslim should be a pan-Islamist without even using the word. Because he believed that the glue that unites all the Muslims of the world is the kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he strove for that. He strove for the unity of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdulhamid II. And what happened? His own people ousted him in 1909. They ousted him at the behest. In actual fact, I looked at a caricature that was in the Punch newspaper in England that was made of Abdulhamid II towards the end of the 19th century. And it's basically a caricature about, I mean, they were even made fun of what they were doing to the Ottoman Empire. They made fun. They made a caricature about their plans to topple Abdulhamid and to bring down the Ottoman Empire. Actual fact, it puts the countries, the main countries that were involved, Russia, France, and England. Those are the main countries. And basically, it was the whole of the Western world that first crippled the Ottoman Empire financially, then called it the sick man of Europe, and then oversaw its downfall. But yes, the people that actually physically did it were from inside, and from some of his closest wuzara, his pashas. And this is not something that began in the time of Abdulhamid II. These so-called reforms, and you know, this word revolution and reformation is used very loosely. In Islam, a revolution and a reformation can only be something, number one, that is done in the name and within the laws and the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by default for the betterment of the believers and mankind. So if you see a revolution and Islam is being thwarted, Islam is being, or the Muslimin are being undermined, then that's not a revolution. That's not a revolution. That is not a reformation. But they called it the reforms. Even before the Tanzimat, in Turkish they call it Tanzimat, which happened during the reign of Abdul Majid I, the son of Mahmud II, from about 1839. And that was led by Mustafa Rashid Pasha, who was heavily influenced by Auguste Comte, the positivist, the materialist. I mean, one of the worst forms of kufr, which denies basically the existence of an unseen almighty creator. It was Auguste Comte and the Freemasons that pushed this ideology. That's how they actually entered it into the Ottoman Empire using the Mason lodges. And Mustafa Rashid Pasha, he was an ambassador during the reign of Mahmud II. And that's when the changes already started happening. I'm not going to use the word reform anymore. I'll use the word changes. In 1926, one of the biggest changes was the dismemberment, literally, of the Janissary Corps. The Janissary Corps, the backbone of the Ottoman military. And the so-called westernization thereof. In actual fact, you can see a picture of Mahmud or a painting of Mahmud II where he's in an abaya before 1926 or 1925. He's in an abaya and a turban. And after 1825. Before 1825, Mahmud II is in an abaya and he's in a turban. And after 1825, he is in modern European of that time military clothing with a fez. Because in 1825, he banned the turban. He banned the turban. Very strangely, or you can say it's a paradox or whatever the case might be. He basically opened Pandora's box. Because 100 years later, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk banned the fez. 1825, the turban was banned, and 1925, the fez was banned. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, when it comes to blind following of the West, our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has warned us. He says, لَتَتَّبِعَنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. You will follow the ways of those who came before you. شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ. Hands breadth for hands breadth. وَذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ. An arm's length for arm's length. حَتَّى وَلَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ دَبٍ لَدَخَلْتُمُ. Even if they had to go into the hole of the lizard, you would follow them into the hole of the lizard. The Sahaba asked, Al-Yahud wa Nasara? The Jews and the Christians are messenger of Allah? He said, Faman, who else? Who else? You will be shocked, wallahi shocked, that in the 1820s, the type of changes that were taking place in the Ottoman Empire. Even how the courts, the Sharia was being eroded and being done away with. How laws were being relaxed pertaining to the consumption of alcohol, especially the upper echelons of society. And even the decriminalization of homosexuality. You'll be shocked, wallah, you'll be shocked. And then Abdul Majid I, who came after Mahmud II, 1839, he was the one that brought these sweeping changes of the Tanzimat, reorganization of the Ottoman Empire. And then you had, born at the same time of towards the end of the reign of Abdul Majid and during the reign of Abdul Aziz. During the reign of Abdul Aziz, who was murdered. He was murdered. They slit his wrists and said he committed suicide. But it was later found that he was murdered. And the person that was accused was Mithat Pasha. That's another story for another time. But it was during the reign of Abdul Aziz that you had the young Ottomans. At least they were still Muslim. They believed in Islam. But they wanted to, inverted commas, modernize the Ottoman Empire based on the European model. Again, blindly following. And then the next step was what? The Young Turks. The Young Turks, which took that influence of the positivists and the materialist philosophy, that kufr, total kufr, where basically they wanted to create a dawla without Islam. Maybe keeping just the name, but certainly in terms of the belief system and having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, in the dawla of Islam, in the Islamic State, and I'm not talking about fake Islamic State that murders other Muslims, but in the real Islamic State, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sovereign. Even in the time of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the messenger of Allah, Allah is the sovereign. And the Khalifa, the first successor, said Abu Bakr radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu arda, was only there to make sure that the laws of Allah and his messenger are implemented. But sovereignty belongs to Allah. That is how we differentiate ourselves from communism and capitalism, or democracy, so-called liberal democracy. In communism, al-hukum lil-hizb, rule belongs to the single party. In democracy, al-hukum lil-sha'ab, the rule belongs to the people. Actually, that's a farce, and I'm sure we've come to realize that, especially in this country. And thirdly, Islam, al-hukum lillah, the rule belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So basically, the Young Turks were paving the way to remove Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sovereignty and his laws and commandments from the equation. It was called the CUP. That is what basically is represented by the CHP today, which is up for the opposition, which is basically the United Opposition against Recep Tayyip Erdogan. I want to just, here I have it in front of me. So on Sunday, the 14th of May, the Turkish elections are taking place. And again, this is not about so much the individual or the party, it's what they represent. Because Recep Tayyip Erdogan, if you see, if you just don't go and do your research about the brilliant Islamic reforms that he has brought into the country, and not excluding the economic reform and even the military innovation, something which the West never wants any Muslim to do, to make their own arms and ammunition. I mean, they've just recently produced their own fighter jet, and they've produced their own drones, and they've produced now their own battleships and aircraft carriers. This is something that the West will never accept. Ever since he came into power in 2002, how he tripled the GDP. He tripled the GDP of Turkey. But the West have been doing everything, the likes of the Hungarian Jew, George Soros, who brought down the Malaysian economy. Remember that? Brought down the Malaysian economy a number of years ago. How he, with this, what's his name, Kavala, Osman Kavala, that was in prison in Turkey. I don't know if he's still in prison, but he was working for George Soros to erode the Turkish economy, and so many other during the Trump administration. Because Turkey bought the S-400 missiles from Russia, there were sanctions imposed on the Turkish government. And of course, COVID, I mean, affected everybody. So there's many factors, mostly external, that has affected the Turkish economy. And now the great test is for the Turks themselves. Because I was watching somebody from Al Jazeera interviewing somebody who's going to vote on Sunday, and they asked him, who are you going to vote for? He said, I'm going to vote for bread. I'm going to vote for bread. Allahu Akbar. Where does bread come from? Who is the giver of bread? Allah is the one that feeds and is not fed. So you're going to vote for bread. This is why the days that we are living now, Jamaatul Muslimin, these are ayyam al-fasl. These are the days of separation. Allah is now exposing who are the true believers and who are the hypocrites. Wal-iyadu billah. May Allah not make us of the hypocrites. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not let the disbelievers not think for one moment that we give them respite for their own benefit. No, we give them respite so they might increase in sin, and for them is a humiliating torment. And let not the believers, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah will never ever, he says, and now he makes it personal, he speaks to us in the second person. Allah will never ever leave the believers in the state that you are in. Wallahi, we, Jamaatul Muslimin, wallahi, we are in a bad state. We are in a bad state. Look what has happened since the fall of the Ottoman Empire. You know, the acid test of the Ummah, Palestine. When did we lose it? After we lost the Ottoman Empire. How did we lose the Ottoman Empire? Because the people who led the so-called reforms didn't want Islam. Is Allah going to aid such a people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only helps who? In tansurullah yansurkum. If you help the deen of Allah, then Allah will help you. If you help the deen of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. And history is repeating itself. Just like the munafiqeen stabbed Abdul Hamid II in the back when they ousted him in 1909. And then 1923, the Sultanate was abolished. And on the 3rd of March 1924, the Khilafah was abolished. Can you imagine that? Since the time of Muhammad ibn Abdullah, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi, until 1923, the 3rd of March, no more Khilafah. So they are trying to bring down he who represents Islam and the Muslimin in the world today, with all his shortcomings. Nobody's saying he's perfect. But he, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, for us, even here in South Africa, he represents a hope, a glimmer of hope for the izzah and the karama, for the dignity and the strength and the unity of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is not a choice between two individuals or two parties. This is a choice between haqq and batil. This is a choice between truth and falsehood. This is a choice between Islam and kufr. Wal'ayyadu billah. I mean, this is the same party, the CHP, Kemal Kilic Daroglu. He's the leader. He's the one that is basically, he's the, what do you call the murashah, the one that is being put forward to become the president if the opposition wins the election. The opposition is made up of six parties. The Republican People's Party, which is the basically the descendant of the CUP, which is the Jam'iyat al Jam'iyat al Taraqqi. Allah nasit al kalima. The committee for progress, unity and progress. Jam'iyat al-Ittihad wa al-Taraqqi, that was its name. The Young Turks, their organization was called Jam'iyat al-Ittihad wa al-Taraqqi, the Committee for Union and Progress. This committee that eventually did what? That eventually banned the fez and banned Islamic attire and changed the Ottoman Turkish alphabet to the Latin alphabet and turned the Adhan from Arabic into Turkish and closed down all the Dervish and Islamic schools and used the Swiss education model as the education model from primary school up in Turkey. This is the same. This CHP is the descendant of that party that literally skinned the Ottoman Empire from their Islamic identity when they became the Turkish Republic. So you have the Republican People's Party, the good party, Maral Akshanar. You know, these people are of Armenian descent. You know, these are the people, their ancestors that were involved in the deposing and the overthrow of Abdul Hamid II in 1909. The People's Democratic Party, the Felicity Party, the Democracy and Progress Party, and the Future Party, very sadly, who used to be the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ahmed Davutoglu, who came here and visited Cape Town years ago, has now turned against his the president that he once worked for, and has now joined the opposition. In actual fact, he made a statement the other day. He said, We rather support a just kafir. Listen to this. He says, we rather support a just kafir than support an oppressive Muslim. So he's saying that the present president of Turkey is oppressive. He would rather support the opposition. What is he saying? That he's an Alawi, by the way. Kemal Kilic Daroglu. He's an Alawi. He's an Alawi. Go look up the belief of the Alawis. I'm not talking about Ba Alawi from Hadramaut. I'm talking about the Alawis like Bashar al-Assad. That same Aqeedah, the Alawi. He's an Alawi, and he brags about it. Go look up the Aqeedah, the belief system. So this Ahmad Dawood Oulu, he's saying openly, he's saying, we'd rather support a guy whose Aqeedah is totally incorrect and is based on kufr than to support a man who is truly representing, with all his shortcomings, representing Islam and the Muslimin in the Muslim world today. Where are the other Muslim countries? I mean, to think that of all the Muslim countries, Turkey opened its doors to more than 3 million Syrian refugees. Not to mention the Afghani refugees and the Uyghur Muslims from Turkistan, from Xinjiang, in what is now China annexed as part of what they call Western China. The Afghanis, the Iraqis. He opened these doors for these people. So there's a defining moment, Jamaat al-Muslimin. A defining moment. My time is up. My time is up. But all I can say, Jamaat al-Muslimin, we are living in a defining moment in our history. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is now making manifest who are the true believers and who are the munafiqeen. And it does not just for the Turks, for us here in Cape Town, and all over the world. And all we're gonna have to make serious choices. Serious choices about how we want to live our lives. Who do we want our true sovereign to be? By which laws and commands do we want to live our lives and raise our families? We have to make serious choices. Because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I end with this, verse that we've been speaking about, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. And Allah will never ever leave the believers in the condition that you are in. Like I said, we're in such a bad... They arrested Imran Khan. Okay, I know the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court now said that he should be... The arrest was illegal and he needs to be set free. But this is how the enemies of Islam are working day and night to bring down any politician that wants to do anything for Islam and the Muslimin. Just go onto the BBC website. Look at Der Spiegel. Look at The Economist. Look at News Weekly. Look at all the mainstream media and see what they say about Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Just see what they say about him. They can't wait for him to be brought down and to be overthrown. And for a totally secular government to take over the Turkish Republic. And to get rid of this Islamic party, the AKA party. They can't wait. And I mean, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِيَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. And the Jews and the Christians will never, ever, ever be pleased with you until you follow their ideology. So, you know, I'm speaking English. I know most Turks don't speak English. I don't know if my message will reach them. But this is not just an election. This is a choice between truth and falsehood. Please choose the truth over the falsehood. Please choose Islam over kufr. Because after this, Jamaat al-Muslimin, like I've said before and I say it again, buckle up. Buckle up. What did the Prophet say? فَتَرَقِّقُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا. The next fitna will come. The next trial and tribulation will come. It will make the previous trial and tribulation seem like nothing. May Allah make us steadfast. Allahumma thabbitna ya Rabbi. Ya muqallibal qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deen. O turner of the hearts, make our hearts steadfast on your deen. Ya musarrifal qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. O Allah, turner of the hearts, make our hearts firmly on your obedience, ya Allah. In the obedience of our beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alamin. Inshallah, we're going to make dua for Ihsan Jacobs, who is not well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him and all our sick complete shifa. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فظلم ترجع عقباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لتتبعن سنن من كان قبلكم شبرا بشبر وذراعا بذراع حتى ولو دخلوا جحر دب لدخلتموه فنصر الله تعالى الله منصر الإسلام والمسلمين الله منصر الإسلام والمسلمين الله منصر الإسلام والمسلمين في تركيا وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلوق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابة أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وآل بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة الحاكدين الظالمين المجرمين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا اعتدلوا، أثابني وأثابكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون، ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد، ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم، ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد، لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جماعة المسلمين, before we make dua, before we make dua, and I just want to remind firstly myself and everybody here how important it is to make dua for everything. To make dua for everything. The Prophet said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَلْيَسْأَلْ أَحَدُكُمْ رَبَّهُ حَاجَتَهُ كُلَّهَا. And let one of you ask your creator and sustainer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all their needs. Even if it is a شِسْعَ نَعْلِي إِذَنْ قَطَعَ. Even if it is their shoelace when it is broken, ask Allah for a new shoelace. In the Athar Qudsi, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah, Ya Allah, I'm too shy to ask you pertaining matters of the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, O Musa, ask me for the salt of your dough and ask me for the fodder for your livestock. Because if I don't give it to you, you won't get it. So before we make dua, I just want us to be very conscious of the fact that we need to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our dua is not for an individual or a party. Our dua is, Allah mansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allah give victory to Islam and the Muslimin. Whether it's in Turkey, whether it's going to be in Pakistan, whether it's going to be in any of the Muslim countries or anywhere around the world. Oh Allah, give victory to Islam and the Muslimin. So please, I want you to make dua with me. Now, and inshallah, up until Sunday and beyond, continue to make this dua. I want to just leave you with one thing before we make the dua, inshallah ta'ala. And that is the words of Tawfiq Pasha, one of the Pashas that was involved in the overthrow of Abdul Hamid II. That when he saw what the Committee of Union and Progress was doing to Islam afterwards, he had great regret for not choosing Islam and instead choosing a way that was off the path, off the straight path of Allah. And so I'm just going to give these few words. He says, when history will remember your name, he's speaking about Abdul Hamid II. When history will remember your name, it will confess you being right. O great Sultan, we were those who shamelessly slandered the most sage ruler of its time. We said our Sultan was cruel and crazy. We said he has to succumb to the revolution. We said what Shaitan whispered into our ears, we gave birth to chaos. See what happened after the fall of the Ottoman Empire to the Ummah of Muhammad SAW, carved up like a pizza and handed out at the European Club at the Treaty of Versailles. Let us pray that it doesn't happen again, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Al-Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursalin nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Allahumma shfi mardana. Allahumma shfi mardana. Warham mawtana. Mawta al-Muslimin bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Fi Turkiya wa fi Pakistan wa fi kulli makan ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير. أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها. يا الله correct all our affairs for us يا الله. Ya Allah, give aid and victory to Islam and the Muslimin wherever they might be, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, make our hearts firm on your deen, Ya Allah. Make our hearts firm and steadfast on your obedience, Ya Allah. Grant us faith that is unshakable, Ya Allah. Grant us certainty in your existence, Ya Allah. Grant us hearts that are always mindful of you, Ya Allah. Grant us tongues that always remember you, Ya Allah. Grant us sustenance that is lawful in abundance, Ya Allah. Grant us dignity and strength and might and unity, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah, grant us good health and long life in your obedience and the obedience of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya rabbal alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.